This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here, Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We left off yesterday at chapter 51 and around verse 40. And this is a judgment upon the nation of Babylon. God is bringing down Nebuchadnezzar, the king. He's bringing down his entire empire. Babylon will become a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, an object of horror and hissing without inhabitants. And it did. It became that to this day. It remains that way. And I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams together with male goats. How Shishak had been captured, and the praise of the whole earth has been seized. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon, sea of people, sea of armies, and they've destroyed Babylon completely. And this is finished. She has been engulfed with its tumultuous waves. Her cities have become an object of horror, a parched land and a desert, a land in which no man lives and through which no son of man passes. I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will make what he has swallowed come out of his mouth. Whoa, and that is a horrifying thing to think. At the verses we just read, Baal is one of the names of Marduk, the chief god of the city of Babylon. God is going to bring down these false gods because they appear to have ruled and reigned for a certain time, but God allowed it to take place, but this is done. And God is going to bring this down, and these gods will not remain. Even a hint of them being a god is going to be destroyed. And all the nations will no longer stream to him. Even the wall of Babylon has fallen down. Even the walls, everything has been destroyed, and it's going to be completely annihilated, disintegrated, whatever you want to call it, completely destroyed by the Medes and the Persians, by Cyrus, the ruler. And Cyrus was even prophesied, Isaiah prophesied, mentioned the name of Cyrus. You can go through the book of Isaiah. Cyrus was mentioned by Isaiah, by name. And that's why the prophets can be trusted completely, because The Word of God is accurate. Any way you look at it, the Word of God is completely accurate. And it can be trusted in any situation. If you're wondering if some of the people in other cults have mentioned, we would believe the Word of God in so much as if it's translated correctly. That's my former, I came out of, Mormonism. They believe the Bible in so much as it's translated correctly. And it's laughable because Joseph Smith tried to translate the Bible from... in his own version, He took the King James Version and tried to make his own version of the Bible and put his name in it. And it's almost comical to believe that people are gullible enough to believe this religion. I mean, really, a man that seals other people's wives to himself, little girls to himself, and other things. And this is not something that's you can't study for yourself. If you dig, you can find out that this is true. Well, what I'm telling you is true. It's just something that, you really have to stretch it to believe in the doctrines of Mormonism, or for that matter, Islam. Same thing. Islam, you're going to have 72 virgins. And if you get killed in a battle, murdering other people, murdering Christians or Jews, if you get killed in battle, you'll have 72 virgins wait for you in heaven, according to Muslim religion, Islam. And according to Mormonism, you have 12 celestial virgins waiting for you in heaven as well. 12, I think, celestial virgins that you will have. And have your own world, your own universe to rule and reign over. And the Bible distinctly says in the book of Isaiah that there are no other gods. But Mormonism yet teaches that you'll become a god. You will become a god. You will have your own little universe. And don't forget your 12 celestial virgins. Sounds good to the natural mind. But it is laughable to believe that there are civilized people believing in Islam, Mormonism, and these cults. It is laughable to believe that Jehovah Witness, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, you believe that Jesus Christ was nothing more than an angel, the Archangel Michael. And God just created Jesus Christ, instead of Jesus Christ creating it all. God just created Jesus Christ just to be a savior, an angel, just nothing more than a mere angel. That's the doctrines of Jehovah's Witness. So it's laughable to believe that people believe this stuff, but it's true. And it's not funny, because it is very, very detrimental to your salvation when you believe these false doctrines and you trust them for your salvation. It's very serious. It's don't get me wrong. It's not laughable. It's horrifying. It's horrifying, and it's not funny at all. It just, but when you think about it, the things that are believed upon, such as was believed in the Old Testament, they believed in Baal, B-E-L, Baal, and other things that were actually something that you wouldn't think that a civilized person would believe, or burn his own child in the fire as a sacrifice to Baal. But they did. They did these things, and there's no excuse for it. There are no excuses for this kind of behavior, but it happened. It actually happened, and it's happening today. It's happening today. And the things that are going on, almost the same, is happening today. And false prophets by the dozens and dozens and hundreds, and making up prophecies so that people will bless them with offerings, making up stories that they think is true, just for their own benefit. These things happen every day. Let's read on. Sorry, I got into that. We are now at, verse 44. And the nations will no longer stream to him. Even the wall of Babylon has fallen down. Come forth from her midst, my people. Come forth from her midst, my people. God is speaking to you right now. Come forth from Babylon. Babylon is a place that has never really disappeared. It's the evil in the world. Babylon is the evil. Still exists. It may not exist in a physical location now, but it exists in the hearts of people. Babylon resides in the heart. It's that evil devil inside of a person. And believe it or not, it still exists. It's still around. And it's as big as ever. It's an Antichrist devil. Antichrist system. Antichrist that is pulling itself together right now as we speak. The Antichrist system. Trying to pull itself together. Trying to put itself together again, as it did in the past. It's trying to pull itself together. The Antichrist train is pulling into town. Free train. Get on board. This train, not bound for glory, it's bound for hell. And believe it or not, it's alive and well. This train is bound to take your soul. And if you get on board, you'll fall. You'll fall to the horrifying results of giving your soul away to the devil. This train is not bound for glory, it's bound for hell. Come forth from her midst, my people, and each of you say to you, save yourselves from the fierce anger of the Lord. Save yourselves from the fierce anger of the Lord. Lord Jesus, 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 come into our hearts right now. Save us. Save us from the horrifying hell that is out there waiting for those that do not accept Christ. Oh, Lord, save us. Cover us with your blood, with your mercy. God, help us, forgive us, and help us to know how serious this is. That we can't believe in some false God or some false religion or some false man-made-up stuff that 12 celestial virgins or 72 are waiting for us. If we stick to this false heretic religion, help us to realize that nobody's going to become a god. And there's nothing waiting for you except eternal life with God. Is that not good enough? We have to make up something? We have to make up something in order to have people believe? God's going to make you prosperous. He's going to give you $100,000 tomorrow in the bank if you drink the spring water. You've heard that one before, haven't you? Well, that's not true either. God, come into our lives and our hearts and let us become born again now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and let us know you're listening. Just shoot us an email. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.